Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 16, the divine and divine act natures, text number 5. Daivi sampad vimokshaya. Nibandaya surimata. Masucha sampadam daivim. Abhijotosi pandava. Daivi sampad vimokshaya. Nibandhaya surimata. Masucha sampadam daivim. Abhijatosi pandava. Daivin sampad vimokshaya. Socha sampadam daivim. Abhijotosi pandava. Daivi sampad vimokshaya. Nibandaya surimata. Masucha sampadam daivim. Abhijotosi pandava. Daivi sampad vimokshaya. Nibandaya surimata. Masucha sampadam daivim. Abhijato sipandava. Matajis. Daivi sampad vimokshaya. Nibandaya surimata. Masocha sampadam daivim. Abhijatosi pandava. Daivi sampad vimokshaya. Nibandaya surimata. Masocha sampadam daivim. Abhijatosi pandava. Daivi transcendental sampat assets vimokshaya, meant for liberation, ibandaya for bondage, asuri demoniac qualities, mata are considered, ma do not, sucha worry, sampadam assets, daivim transcendental, abhijata born of, asi you are, pandava o son of Pandu. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The transcendental qualities are conducive to liberation, whereas the demoniac qualities make for bondage. Do not worry, O son of Pandu, if you are born with the divine qualities. Purport. Lord Krishna encouraged Arjuna by telling him that he was not born with demoniac qualities. His involvement in the fight was not demoniac because he was considering the pros and cons. He was considering whether respectable persons such as Bhishma and Drona should be killed or not. So he was not acting under the influence of anger, false prestige, or harshness. Therefore, he was not of the quality of the demons. For a kshatriya, a military man, shooting arrows at the enemy is considered transcendental, and refraining from such a duty is demoniac. Therefore, there was no cause for Arjuna to lament. Anyone who performs the regular principles of the different orders of life is transcendentally situated. So the verse again. Daivi sampad vimokshaya ibandanyasarimata ma socha sampadam daivim abhijatosi pandava. The transcendental qualities are conducive to liberation, whereas the demoniac qualities make for bondage. Do not worry, O son of Pandu, if you are born with the divine qualities. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutaye Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tanamane Namaste Sarasvatam Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Srinivadi Paskyatyade Siddharane. Here the word suchaha, worry, is used. Anyone who's in the material conception of life, they must be worried, because that's the nature of the material concept of life. So at the end of the Bhagavad Gita, in the most famous verse, Krishna says, sarva dharma parijaja mame kam sharanam raja ahang kong sarva papebhyo mokshi syami ma suchaha. Don't worry. If one has realized, spiritually realized, that we're eternal, then what is there to worry about? And if one has not spiritually realized, one has not realized oneself as a spiritual soul, then we're going to worry, because that's the nature of illusion. And of course what we're worried about is fear. Ultimately it's fear. Bhayam dvitiya bhinivesitasyat Ishadapatasya Vipariyo Smriti. That as soon as one becomes a competitor to Krishna, then one is worried. And why is Krishna a competitor? Krishna says, Mrityu Sarva Harashaham. Even people don't know that God is a person. The God has a flute and is a coward boy. What they do know is that there's energies in this world which are more powerful than we are. And to us, they're a God. And the most prominent of all those energies is Kala, time. Time which is, we're changing everything here, and there's nothing we can do about it. We can't decide that today I'm 50 years old and tomorrow I'll be 49. Today we're 50, and tomorrow we'll be, sooner we'll be 51 if we make it that long, 52, etc. And there's nothing we can do about it. Therefore, in Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna was quite surprised when he saw Krishna and what he called the Ugra Rupo, his horrible feature. We happen to be living in that horrible feature called the universal form. But when Arjuna asked Krishna, what is the whole purpose of this universal form? Krishna didn't tell Arjuna it was to have a good time. No, he said, Kalosmi loka shaye krit prarido lokansa maharti mihaparitak ritepi swam nabhi vishanti sarve evasita pratnyukeshu yoga. That time I am the destroyer of all the worlds. That even Ljubljana will one day be destroyed. No. Well, maybe not. There's always an exception. Time I am the destroyer of all the worlds. I have come here to engage everyone. Except for you, the five Pandavas. Everyone here will be slain. Therefore, the greatest obstacle for our becoming free from fear is time. Because time is changing everything, and it's changing everything in the direction, whoever we are, even if we're Brahma, old age, disease, and finally death. And time is all powerful. Time is changing everything, but time never grows old. No matter how old time is, it's always the same force or energy. Tomorrow we won't wake up and see the headlines, time has grown so old it died. Therefore, Hiranyakashipu, he underwent severe austerities to the point of not eating, and ultimately, when he was at the peak of his austerity, he couldn't even breathe because he had no lungs. He couldn't even think because his brain had been eaten. And as I said before, after all, if he had any brains, he wouldn't have been doing such an austerity. So obviously everything was gone. He was living in his bones. And he achieved a benediction from Lord Brahma that none of us could hope for. 100 benedictions, how he wouldn't be killed in the day or the night. He wouldn't be killed by animal or beast, by demigod or rakshasa, during an inside or outside. He thought that he had everything was covered and that he would not die. Of course he died, because everyone dies, because time takes everything away. But everyone's worried because we can see we can't influence time. When Prabhupada was interviewed, as I've said before, about why in India so many people are dying. And Prabhupada's response, this is in England, and Prabhupada's response was, well, wherever I go, I find the death rate is about the same, 100%. That's one thing we all have in common, that we're all about sooner or later, and from the relative point of view of time, in this mature world, it's sooner than we think, rather than later. We have to leave our body, and therefore everyone's worried. So what's the solution? We can all join hands and cry together how unfair the material energy is. Rail against the forces of nature. Or, as it says here, we can do our duty. And there are two types of Swadharma. One is the Swadharma according to the Varna and Ashram system. When we get a material body, we automatically get duties. The principal duties in the Varna and Ashram system are centered around growing food. In the Vedic culture, there were no need for iPhones or computers or cars or airplanes. The main focus was on food. And food was created not simply by tractors and fertilizers, except, no, they did sacrifice to get rain. If rain came in the right amounts and they didn't spoil the land, then naturally food would grow. The most of the people in the society were Shudras, there are a few Vaishyas, and even fewer Kshatriyas, and the fewest were the Brahmins. But the Brahmins knew how to direct the Kshatriyas to perform sacrifices so that the rain came, and the Vaishyas could easily grow the food grains, provide all the vegetables and all the necessities of life to everyone else. And the Shudras were happily employed because with little effort on their part, practically speaking, they got all the necessities of life also. Everyone had nice food. They had peaceful life, nice accommodations. No worries, they had no bills to pay, they had no threat of economic collapse or anything like that. They lived very happily. And at the same time, because their lives They were peaceful and their lives were centered on spiritual values. Therefore, they were very receptive to spiritual experience. And they felt their lives progressive and at the same time peaceful. That kind of Swadharma is not possible in this age because, as we can see, people have forgotten what the actual necessities of life are. And they're busily running after things that are called anarthas, or actually not very necessary. People are going downtown looking for something to buy to complete their lives. Usually it's clothes, or maybe they go to the bakery and buy some cake or cookies, or maybe they go to the computer place, etc. They're looking for something to make them feel good, to make them feel satisfied and complete, to put some meaning in their lives. But it's very hard to get any reciprocation from a computer. So therefore, people buy computers not simply to pet the computer or good computer, good boy, sit. No, they go on Facebook and they try and establish friends. As if you type, oh, you have 5,000 friends on Facebook, and you say, well, I can't pay the rent, my dear friends, can you help me? And then you don't get any response from your friends on Facebook. They send you pictures. This is your friends. But actually, real necessities of life are quite simple. And if one fulfills those necessities through the Varna and Ashram system, then one can easily focus the attention on spiritual consciousness, on discovering the difference between, experiencing the difference between matter and spirit, and actually coming to the spiritual atmosphere of Krishna consciousness. The other Swadharma is simply to engage, according to the instructions, coming into Supa succession, which to elevate one to the spiritual level of consciousness. And in the Padma Purana, it's summarized as that smarta vyaksaratam vishnura vismartak jatuna kinchit sarva vidhi nisedya syura etiya eva kankara. That all these different regulations and rules in the Vedas, and there are so many of them, are simply assistance to help us remember Krishna. Krishna is inconceivably attractive. There's an inconceivable amount of spiritual happiness and pleasure in Krishna's association, in his service, that although there are unlimited living entities in the spiritual world, every moment they're feeling more and more happiness. And we can experience that same happiness if we keep in contact with Krishna. Therefore, the purpose of all activities is simply to help us remember Krishna, his name. At first, we're trying to learn how to chant his name. If we chant his name, then all our anxieties will go away. As when Dhruva Maharaj was surrounded by the yakshas, and the yakshas used their mystic powers to try to bewilder him, on one side there was an ocean rushing to drown him. On the other side, there were meat-eating rakshasas, naked, rushing with their spears and tridents to kill him. On the other side, there were lions and tigers and elephants rushing at him to try to trample him and devour him. It wasn't a very pleasant experience. And from above, there were rocks falling. Even Dhruva Maharaj, who was so expert, he even became a little bewildered what to do. But then the sages came and they said, chant Hare Krishna. What else would any devotee say? You wrote to your friends and you said, well, you'd call up your friends on your mobile phone and said, I'm having a bad day. There's an ocean rushing at me and I'm about to drown in that ocean. And on the other side, there are elephants and lions and tigers rushing at me, wanting to devour me. And there's a whole bunch of mad people rushing at me with tridents and spears, trying to kill me. and there are a whole bunch of boulders falling down on the top of my head. What should I do? You get a text message back. Chant Hare Krishna. Thanks. But that's what they told him, and he chanted Hare Krishna. Of course, his chanting and our chanting may be a little different. He chanted Hare Krishna quite sincerely, and all these illusions went away. If we chant Hare Krishna with the same sincerity, all our illusions will also go away. But we have to have a quality of the chanting. We actually have to feelingly chant Srimati Radharani and Krishna with the idea of absorbing us in transcendental consciousness and becoming an instrument for Krishna and devotional service. If we chant with that sincerity or in proportion to our sincerity, then Krishna will reveal himself to us. There's no other way. It's not that we finally put our foot on the back of our neck and then Krishna surrenders and reveals himself. That's not why Krishna will reveal himself. It's because we chant sincerely. In order to chant sincerely, we have to engage in sincere devotional service. That is, if we become an instrument consistently in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's service, then Krishna will see that we're serious. If we can't engage our gross body in devotional service, then how will it be possible to engage either our mind or our intelligence? If we're not conscious of how our gross material bodies are engaged, then how are we going to become conscious of the spiritual energy? If we can't see what's right in front of us, and we can't accept it in relationship to Krishna, how are we going to understand what's going on in the spiritual world, which is way beyond our conception or vision presently? So the beginning is just to engage ourselves according to the directions of Guru, Sadhana, or Shastra, in either temple worship or in the Sankirtan movement, to dedicate our energy somehow or another, etam sushushitam brahmans tapatraya tikisitam, yad ishvare brahmani karma brahmani bhavitam. It's concluded by those who are actually sushushitam, those who are actually purified, that the best way to get free from all miseries to engage oneself in the devotional service of Krishna. That if one is an intellectual, then one likes to study books and to tell others about philosophy, then one can tell people, try to convince people that Krishna is God. That's the whole purpose of scholarship. Not to learn how to juggle words so that no one understands what you're talking about. And when you come to that point, then they give you a PhD degree. Or when one is very proficient in organizing things, then one should organize the Sankirtan movement. Try to increase the distribution of books. Try to increase the chanting of the holy names. Try to increase the distribution of transcendental prasadam. Try to engage people, their talents, in the service of the cultural revolution, art, music, dance, theater. Try to engage everyone's talents, all with the idea of convincing people that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And if one has some money, then it should be utilized in Krishna's service to spread the Sankirtan movement, extra money. Or even if one has money and utilizing for one's household life, still the household should be centered around Krishna. One can have deities, worship the deities at home, chant Hare Krishna together with the family, hear about Krishna. And that way, one's family life is also dedicated to Krishna's service. Otherwise, if one doesn't hear about Krishna in the family life, then the result is one will want to watch television. Of course, it's only the documentaries at first, then it's the news, then it's once in a while a little entertainment to relax ourselves, and then it's, you know, forget it, just go for it. If we're not engaged in Krishna's service, we don't get a higher taste. We have to get some taste somewhere. But having nice deities and Gornitai deities, wherever deities, in the morning, evening, chant Hare Krishna, hear about Krishna, offer the deities prasadam, then the household life will become spiritualized. So this is all transcendent. And then, of course, when one has time, one can go out and try to introduce innocent people to Krishna consciousness. And this way one's life becomes, this is another type of swadharma. We may be of anything. We may be a Brahmin or whatever. We may be an intellectual or a manager. We may be a business person. But if we're trying to introduce others to Krishna consciousness, it's all transcendental. Then we're acting on the platform of Gopi Bharata Padakamalayora Dasa Dasa Anudasa. That we're not the material body, and that everyone's material body, ultimately, the perfection of it is to engage in Krishna's service. And the most transcendental service is given to us by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Yari Deka Tari Kaha Krishna Upadesh Amara Aga Guruhana Tari Desh. Whoever we meet, we should try to help them become Krishna conscious. So that's our relationship with everyone. I don't have another relationship. Ultimately, I may be a husband, I may be a wife, I may be a child, I may be a friend, I may be so many things, but ultimately, I must see how to utilize this particular material circumstance to help others become Krishna conscious. And that will be the perfection of my existence, whoever I may be. Then there is no disadvantage of being a Brahmin, of being a Kshatriya or Vaishya, Shudra, being a man or a woman, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyas, it all has the same transcendental benefit. If we're in that meditation of serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission to help others become Krishna conscious, then the result is we'll think about Krishna. And when we think about Krishna, when we become completely absorbed in thinking about Krishna, we'll no longer be in the material concept of life. We'll realize eventually, we'll even realize our spiritual identities. One of the five rasas with Krishna. And therefore, our identification with this body will be no more than someone who has driving a car. He doesn't think, or she doesn't think, that I am the car, a hum car. No one thinks I'm simply Krishna, I'm simply driving the car, or I'm a passenger in the car. So that way, when we become spiritually realized, we'll be established in our spiritual identity, and whatever body we're in will not be very important. What will be important is the fact that we're engaging in a Krishna service. And on that platform, everyone is spiritually equal. There's unlimited pleasure for everyone. It's not that I'm feeling some spiritual happiness and therefore I'm taking away from your spiritual happiness. I get 100% spiritual happiness. You used to have 100, but I got 50% from you. Now everyone can experience full spiritual happiness forever, which is ever growing. And the more others make spiritual advancement, then the more I can make spiritual advancement too in their association. Conclusion is that there's nothing to worry about if one is doing one's duty, either in the varna and ashram system or in the transcendental system coming in the movement of Sankirtan coming from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If we're engaged in that activity, then worrying will actually be a detriment for our spiritual advancement. Instead, we should focus in on those activities and do them with full conviction and enthusiasm, and then we'll get the full result. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any comments or questions?
Very nice singing on the spot. I feel chanting in my head. So excellent.
Good. Krishna is there. Everyone's happy. Any questions? I'm going to take a deep breath.
Yeah, That is why I was not listening to it, because I was still chanting the singing from the phone.
Yes.
I was focusing on that. It gave me more Krishna energy. Or maybe I could listen, but I was not open. I was thinking from. Yes.
Any questions? Okay, thank you very much. Grandharaj Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Gaura Premanande Hari.